Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, all seven rounds in heaven is back. We're brought to you by Sports Drink. Pro Day season is here, and by this time next week, we'll be gushing over how Will Levis looked in shorts and how Bryce Young is too damn small. It is I, Rob Paul, a.k.a. the spokesman for not drafting running backs until day three. And with me, as always, is AJ. We got another generational running back, Marquez.
Are you, do you only have day three grades on this class, Rob?
Correct.
Yeah, that's smart.
And CFL first round grade. We'll get to that, though. Today, we'll be breaking down our top running backs in the 2023 NFL draft. Let's hit it.
Going out to Vegas, gonna set my draft, gonna set my draft on fire.
Seven
rounds in heaven with my lady, driving out to Vegas, baby, looking for a Stingley or Thibodeau. Who's gonna bat it on draft day? Who's gonna wager future picks away? Who's gonna reach for a blue blood lineman? The home team. Let's go seven rounds. Let's go seven rounds together. Let's go seven rounds forever. And that's a song.
Today's episode of Seven Rounds in Heaven is brought to you by Sports Drink, your digital water cooler. Sports Drink is a somewhat newly created internet community that tries to find the intersection of sports and non-sports. They're here to help us grow and to hate your favorite team. A rising tide lifts all boats, so go check them out online or on social. Go to sportsdrink.org or open Instagram and type in @sportsdrink, spelled like sports drink without the vowels. All we ask is that you close the door behind you. We're trying not to let the funk out. Remember that year we had Jake Funk in the draft?
He got out.
Your RB6, if I remember
right? Yeah, no, I think it was 5. Yeah, love the funk, man.
Peyton Hill's comp.
I think he's still on a practice squad, isn't he? He's still kicking around.
He's probably so good at practicing.
He always looked like it.
That man had a 6.713 cone, so...
Exactly.
Have to respect it.
Exactly.
Finally, and by finally I mean it's only our second position show, but finally we get to the running backs. And what can I say? This class is loaded, and I still wouldn't take any of them until day three.
I'm excited to dig into this. It is absolutely loaded. I mean, I was comparing this to my our last year's class, and I have like so many guys that would have been. I think like my whole top 10 would have been like from last year would have been in like my top 15, like past 15 from this year. That was confusing. You know what I mean? This class is good.
I have no idea what you meant.
I don't know. This class is good, Rob, is what I was trying to say.
And it's worth noting today's episode, we've gone international.
Is this worth noting?
Oh yeah. I'm boots in the ground in Spain.
You're doing some,
I'm scouting running backs out here.
Where will we be for the wide receivers, Rob?
Well, where was Moritz Boehringer from?
I would assume Germany, but
yeah. I'll be in Germany then.
Nice, I like it.
And for edge rushers, Baldonado, the Pittsburgh edge rusher, he's from Italy.
He's so Italian, yeah.
There you go. boots on the ground, cracked a beer, because we're talking running backs, the most important position in football.
Is running backs the most just like vibes position? I don't think anyone really knows what they're talking about. Like, oh, he's got good vision. Yeah, he stays on his track. I think everyone's just making it up.
It's just vibes. Making
unless
guys
they
miss.
Can pass block. When they can pass block, I immediately give them a high grade.
That's technical because, you know, they're trying to pretend to be off the line. That's all technique and intelligence. Running back just running the damn rock, you know. That's feel. That's instinct.
But this year, AJ,
yeah,
like every other year, we have a generational one.
You think every other year there's been a generational back? Look.
That's what they say. What, Todd Gurley was generational, Saquon was generational, Bijan generational?
People were calling Todd Gurley generational?
I'm pretty sure. How do you not turn his ACL for sure? I was.
Okay, I respect that then.
The man won Offensive Player of the Year. He was generational.
That's true. That's a good point.
Christian McCaffrey is generational.
And only once in a generation does someone win Offensive Player of the Year.
What I'm saying.
Okay, let's get into this. Where do you want to start, Rob?
Well, we're going to start with a running back superlative, so we just be like, Bijan Robinson, Bijan Robinson,
yeah,
Bijan Robinson.
I wrote an alt for each one.
I did too. Oh, wow. We're on the same page tonight.
Yeah.
Running backs truly bring us together. Before we get into it, one last question. How much would you pay to try the Bijan Robinson mustard?
Oh,
the Dijon mustard, but it's Bijan mustard. How much would you pay for
that? As much as I got in my bank account, which ain't much, but it's all I got.
Bijan mustardson, that's what it's called. That's way worse. The official Dijon of Bijan.
Okay.
It looks good. It's like a touchdown in your mouth. It says,
"Yum."
Oh my god, it's very expensive.
How much is it?
You can buy two. You can't buy one.
Why?
I don't know. You can buy two for $15.90, four for $31.50, week one game bottle for $75.
The fuck is a game bottle?
He signs it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's worth the money then.
They're all the seven. Like for each week he sells them, they're $75, but they're all sold out.
Well,
you
yeah.
Can't buy them.
I think they'll send us some for talking about them.
Does this affect your grade?
Oh yeah, I'm bumping them up. I'm bumping them up to get a free bottle or two, I guess, if they can't ship them in one.
It's smooth and rich with a Texas kick,
just like Bijan. That's perfect.
Which leads us right into why does Bijan Robinson have the highest floor, the highest ceiling, and why is he the best bet?
Yeah, that's correct. I put him for all three, and I mean it's hard to argue otherwise.
So let's just talk him, and then let's do our alternatives for each.
Sounds good.
Okay, yeah. So, obviously, Bijan Robinson's the best running back in this class. He has the highest floor. He has the highest ceiling. He is the best bet. He is, I think, the only running back who will go in the first round.
I think so, too.
But I will say there's another running back who I think is a top 32 player on a lot of people's big boards, though.
Yeah.
But what makes Bijan Robinson so good?
I told you, it's just vibes and instincts. That's what we're talking about. Go ahead, yeah, sorry.
And his mustard taste.
And his mustard, yeah.
It's, I think, the fact that he has not only the perfect build to play running back in the modern NFL, but the combo of his elusiveness,
mm-hmm.
Contact balance, short area quickness, the burst to hit home runs. But I think maybe my favorite thing about him is his ability to create something out of nothing. There are so many runs where it looks like he's bottled up, and he'll just kind of keep his feet moving, pick his way, he'll end up with 5 yards. Like, it's not the sexiest run. He has the sexy runs. But it's the five-yard pops that should be nothing that I think make him so special.
I like that. We've seen runners – like I think he's the best running back prospect we've had since we started the show. Saquon very close behind. Saquon, I think the thing that he has over him is the edge – is the size edge, which, I mean, Saquon was so big. People kind of forget that.
More explosive athlete, too.
Yeah, and he tested a bit better, for sure. Yeah.
But I'm with you that Bijan's a better pure runner.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. And he's a better weapon in the passing game. I think that's what – not saying that's what makes him special, but I think that's what makes him – just that much more special. Like
he profiles like a guy who isn't going to be mm-hmm. as good in the passing game as he is.
Like the generational Todd Gurley.
Yeah. He is, like, you can play him, like, obviously you're not going to flex him out into the slot constantly, but you can play him out there, and he runs routes really well.
Yeah.
Like, he's a better route runner than some of the receivers in this class, Jalen Hyatt. He has natural hands. He can be a yak threat.
Yeah.
He can be whatever you need him to be in the passing game.
Yeah. Great body control, too. Like, and it's it's very natural. And like, his, like, ultimate weapon is, what a fucking monster he is on the wheel route. It's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like, you know, did you watch the passing accuracy thing at the at the Pro Bowl, the skills challenge drop?
No.
They had, like, these drones that were running routes for them. That's what, like, Bijan is, like, just, like, instant acceleration out there. And it's very hard to stick with them, and the quarterbacks couldn't gauge the speed. But luckily, Quinn Ewers could. And it's just, yeah, and then, like, in the, like, I think the pass pro is competent enough, too, which I don't know how much pass pro we're going to get into today, but maybe that's, like, one of the cons, but there's really not a lot of holes to find in Bijan's game. Like,
no, he's a very well-rounded back.
Yeah, he's very again, complete, yeah.
Finding a player who can make guys miss and have – the body control shows up both as a pass catcher and in the run game,
yeah,
where in space he's got enough wiggle to make linebackers miss.
Yeah.
But he's a physical enough runner that, like, arm tackles aren't going to bring him down. And it's just – I think it's the way he – like, the speed he keeps through his cuts – and the way he can just, like I said, kind of pick through the trash to pick up 4 yards instead of losing two. He never stops his feet.
Yeah.
He's got, like, I think he's got way better vision than Saquon had. Like, Saquon was always looking for the home run, right? Like, he's
totally
a better
agree.
Pure runner between the tackles than Saquon.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, like, where you said Bijan, like, your favorite thing is that he finds those, he turns something into nothing into something. Saquon kind of, like, had issues there, I think, at some times. So there was a lot of negative runs at times. And, like you said, because he was looking for the home run. So I think, like, maybe, like, if you want to say it like this, maybe Bijan is safer. You know what I mean? Even if people may have him say, you know, he's freakier, Saquon was, I think Bijan is just safer. Like, he's going to be a top five back in this league for a long time.
And not just a straight-up compare. I think we're just comparing those two because these
are the two
best running backs we've had since we started doing this. But yeah, I mean, you're right. The biggest difference is Saquon was just so big and explosive, such a rare athlete. But Bijan's a rare running back.
Yeah, the amount of ways that he can make people miss is outstanding. Like you said, that receiving body control translates to the running ability, and I mean, I think it goes the opposite way. But you know what I mean? Like the contact balance is elite.
Like
go ahead.
I was just going to say, he's a top 10 player.
Yeah.
If you take positional value out of it, he's a top 10 player
in this class. Like, I have a top 10 grade on him. I think he's a top 10 player in, like, every class. Taking positional value out of it, yeah.
In 10 years ago, I think he would have been, like, a top 5 pick, but obviously the NFL's changed. And so while we're on the topic of Bijan, where do you think what is his ceiling as a pick? Given the fact that he plays a position that lacks value.
I really don't.
Historically hasn't led to a ton of success for teams.
Yeah, not really. The return on investment's pretty weak. I don't know. Like people are like maybe saying Philly at 10. In what world? Daniel Jeremiah had the Patriots take him at 14.
That seems absurd.
No chance. There's no chance. But in terms of like, the team fits make no sense. But, like, if someone trades with the Patriots and someone takes him at 14, I wouldn't be shocked. I could see him going in the teens very comfortably, but
I mean, as much as we're down on taking running backs in the first round, the NFL seems to always push back. Like, we'll do a mock. We won't have a single running back go in the first round. One's, for the most part, last year was an outlier.
Yeah.
But last year didn't have a Bijan Robinson, although Breece Hall was incredible as a rookie. I have a hard time seeing, even though I can't match Bijan to a team,
mm-hmm.
I have a hard time seeing him falling out of the teens.
Yeah, me too. Because I agree with you, though. It's hard to pick a team, but there will be someone. It's always quiet that like just someone is going to be like, we need to add this to our offense. And if we do, you know, we can take the next step. And again, it's always like easy to fit the elite running backs in the class at least to a playoff contender that doesn't have a lot of holes that could just like we've seen in the past, and maybe it could be one of those teams that step up, but I think there will be more teams that are saying, we've seen the NFL shift a little bit back to where running is adding more value again, a little bit. And we could see we can see one of those teams. Maybe it's not a trade up. Maybe it's just a team that you don't expect is the magic that pulls the trigger because they say that this guy can just elevate our offense that much more. And I believe he can. So it's going to be fascinating. I mean, it's going to be really fun to see where he lands.
Welcome to Pittsburgh, Bijan.
I mean, if they didn't do it a couple years ago, I would not rule that out at all. Like, that seems like a team that would, because they just did.
Bijan's a better running back than Najee. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, he is.
But other than Bijan,
for the rest of these,
we'll just go in order now. Highest floor outside of Bijan Robinson in this class at running back.
I think that's a good question. I wish it wasn't, you know, there wasn't Bijan, so we can have this debate with a little bit more teeth. I end up going with Zach Charbonnet.
Okay. He is who I put for my backup to best bet.
Similar thought process for sure. Yeah. For best bet, I didn't put a backup, so I'll land on Charbonnet because best bet is just like, I think it's I gotta stay with Bijan. Yeah, I don't know that, like, with him, obviously you got the size and the build of a big NFL runner, and just like, I don't know, man. Like when I like that to me, like, there's a lot of undersized backs in this class, and as much as I love the talent, it's always a question. Sometimes it doesn't work, right? But Zach Charbonnet, we saw him, we know he's got the size, we know he's a damn freight train. Like when he gets that head of steam going, he's just a hell of a lot to pull down. I don't see him being a back that, you know, turns into nothing. Like he
after Bijan Robinson, he has the best combo of explosion and power in this class.
Yeah. It's a good way to put it. Yeah. Just physical as hell.
Check the boxes for testing, right? Like that.
Yep.
That may have been the question, but like, look great out there at the combine. He also this season, I know we both prior to the season talked about, well, what can he add in the passing game? Mm-hmm. He kind of went and upped himself there this year. Like, I don't think he's a dominant pass catcher or anything, but he proved he can do it. He can be a competent pass catcher.
And and pretty good after the catch, after too. The catch. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
he's got, I think, he's the most physical runner of the kind of the top five running backs in this class. With his contact balance, he looks to run over you. He's got the best, I think, power of the top five backs in this class. But then that's not to say he doesn't have the quickness. And he's this really dominant one-cut runner for Chip Kelly in that UCLA offense. I think, like, at bare minimum, you're getting a starting running back through his rookie contract.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's what you're hoping for anytime you draft a back nowadays. Maybe not in the first round, because then you're expecting something more. But, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, like, he finishes every run. He's just so damn physical. The contact balance is elite. Like, the burst isn't going to wow you, but, like, he's definitely got it.
It's good enough.
It's good enough, yeah. He's got enough juice to go when the hole is there. And then, like, he's more of a build-up speed back, and the build-up speed is enough to get to the, you know, to hit home runs, too. Now, I don't know if he's going to stay on the field for all three downs, but like we just talked about, he definitely upped his game. So if a team asks him to do it, which is very rare in the NFL nowadays, I think he'd be competent on third downs. Like, nothing special, but competent. Just for all the makeup there and the physicality, I think he's just going to translate to the NFL very well.
Another guy, though, who, like, if you're looking on, let's say, in the second round for him, it's hard to match him to a team just because I always have such a hard time matching a running back to a team, a team that will see the value in taking one. And just every team kind of has competent running backs, but at the same time, I have a hard time seeing him falling into the second round just because I think he's an immediate plug-and-play starting running back in this league.
Yeah, I agree with you. Who's your pick for best bet? Or, sorry, not for best bet, for highest floor.
I actually went with Jahmyr Gibbs.
I went with Gibbs for highest ceiling, my alternate.
Okay. I went with him for highest floor, and that might seem a little goofy because he does kind of fit the criteria for highest ceiling a little better. But I think it's just he's so good in the passing game that at bare minimum I'm getting a high-impact satellite back who's going to be like the best satellite back in the league. He is so good in the passing game. I can kind of move him all over the place. He is, I think, the best ball skills at running back in this class. And you saw that at times for Alabama where like they weren't running the ball, but he became Bryce Young's number one receiver. We talked about that on the quarterback show. And then after the catch or in the run game, like his contact balance is shockingly impressive for a smaller back at 199.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's so elusive in the open field. And then when you get into it with in the run game, which game was it that comes to mind? I think it was the Texas game. He's pretty damn patient. Like he sets up his blocks well. He paces himself while pressing the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the crease opens, he hits it like hell, and he can hit that top speed fast. Obviously, like he ran a 4.36, like he hit 97th percentile 40-yard dash for a running back. Like he is a true home run hitter as a runner. So I think you get that. Like it, let's say worst case scenario, like he doesn't pack the punch of a RB1, you're getting a home run hitting backup runner who can be one of the best pass catching backs in the NFL.
Yeah, I actually considered him and Charbonnet for my highest floor, but I ended up with high ceiling. But I totally agree. Like I think he's going to come in and be one of the most dynamic pass catching backs in the league, like, very quickly.
Like really, to me, the biggest knock on him is that size, right? Like he's 5'9", 199. He is an undersized running back, no doubt. Like to be a lead back, but with the way the NFL has evolved, you get him in with the right team that knows how to utilize him, similar to like some of the those pass catching like Alvin Kamara with the Saints. He landed in the perfect situation, and not that he was undersized, but he had such a specific skill set that they utilized to perfection. And I mean, Sean Payton's the best at this. Darren Sproles too, right? You find these back. Let's get Jahmyr Gibbs to Denver, baby. They don't have the picks. They get to trade both their thirds to get up for him. But let's do it. Let Sean Payton cook.
Yeah, except Russ would just miss him. No, I agree with you. Like just going back to the receiving ability, like. The hands are very, very sure, like you said, probably the best ball skills. And then he's like a mismatch as a route runner. He's another guy that you could easily throw it into the slot or outside and win against a lot of NFL corners, I could see.
Just, man, just freaking let him run Texas routes all day.
Yeah, it'd be pretty unstoppable. I like with the size thing, like really his only knock is like, I don't know if he'll be like an effective, like just up the gut runner in the NFL, which I guess you do have to do sometimes as a quote unquote RB1. But like, you know, on the outside zone stuff, it's super easy. Cause like you said,
he's really good. Yeah.
I think the vision is very good. He just got that slasher feel to him. Like that speed is just like, can just press the edge so hard. And then he has that quick upfield cut that can just, you know, with that easy, like he's just such a gliding speed too. And that instant acceleration. And then like, you know, like you said, good vision, like he's got a lot of cutback to him and good patience and just like, he has that high-end speed, but he uses it very well in terms of the tempo to throw off the defenders and stuff. And yeah,
he also has such good stop-start ability, he can hit that top speed in a pinch.
Yeah,
like he is out the gate explosive.
Yeah.
If the Chargers trade Austin Ekeler, they should draft
that. That'd be great. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great fit. And so when it's all said and done, I don't think I see him sneaking to the first round. But
I don't either.
Like you said, a top 32 player in this class, yeah, probably, for sure.
Pittsburgh picks 32.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's so smart. They got an extra first-round pick.
Yeah, Pittsburgh should draft at 17, Bijan, at 32, Jahmyr Gibbs.
How would you stop that trio?
Of Jalen Warren, Jahmyr Gibbs, and
Bijan? Exactly. Yeah.
You couldn't. So your highest ceiling backup to Bijan
was Gibbs. Because like quickly, sorry, just last point on Gibbs is that like you said that like he may not be that number one and there's some stuff that hold him back. But there's a lot of stuff there that absolutely he's a number one back. You know what I mean? Like we just talked about it. Like you said, depends on the fit, depends on the scheme. you can find that like thumping back to do the stuff he can't do. Who cares, right? Maybe later in this class, double down. But yeah, that's why he's high ceiling for me.
He is, I think, just going to be such a joy to watch in the passing game from day one.
Yeah, he is.
I just really hope he lands it with a team who is willing to utilize him more as a chess piece,
yeah,
like an offensive weapon, rather than just a running back we took early.
Yeah, that'd be pretty annoying. Absolutely.
My backup highest ceiling, though. Any guesses?
No, go tell me.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss's Zach.
Fuck, I should have said that. That was my guess. Zach Evans, I put Zach Evans for wild card because he's so damn talented.
He is.
But he's had a wonky run of things lately.
So with Zach Evans, when it comes to like height, weight, speed, like he's got that in spades, yep. Right? 5'11", 202, just such a fluid athlete. You see him ripping off these chunk runs after chunk runs with such ease. He's got the long speed to hit the home runs. I wish he had tested at the combine.
I know.
He did them really well. He's got that short area quickness. He's got like the wiggle to make guys miss at space. He can break those arm tackles. He kind of has it all.
Yeah.
But more like he has it all 75% of the time.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And like, cause you see him finishing runs strong. Like he's got like good power behind him. Like you said, it's very complete. But then yeah, it's not super consistent. And then you throw in like the transfer and like why was like I don't know like Judkins situation. I'm not gonna knock it too
not,
much.
Not even touching on the injuries
and the injuries. Yeah,
and never owning a lead back role. Yeah. I don't put too much into the lead back thing, but I think with him, it's kind of Ronald Jonesy, the way like
who just got paid. Show some respect.
Yeah, yes, sir. Where he'll drop like a screen pass that he could have picked up 40 yards on.
Yeah, and
or his ball skills are just a little like he doesn't seem super confident catching the football.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of receiving production there, and there's a lot of concentration drops. I agree with you.
The ball security is a little iffy. The pass blocking too, like. These fundamental things that you need to do at the NFL level to stay on the field, or no matter how talented you are, like my guy Ronald Jones, you'll never kind of earn the playing time because the coach can't trust you. And so for him, I think it's all about figuring those things out, showing he can at least be like a competent pass catcher. You don't have to be a dynamic Jahmyr Gibbs pass catcher, but you need to catch the screen pass. You need to understand that You protect inside out. You gotta take that linebacker coming up through the A gap on the blitz.
Yeah.
If you cannot fumble. There's another running back in this class I'll talk fumbles about in a bit.
There's a couple backs with some fumble issues. Yeah.
But it's not the top like the top three guys. Ball secure is pretty good there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like when it looks like if you took Zach Evans 10 best plays on the season, you'd be like, oh man, this guy is. This is a future Pro Bowl back, but it's just the consistency with him. And then, yeah, when you factor in like 2021 at TCU, he was injured. 2020 at TCU, he was injured. He got banged up this year a little bit. And again, I don't put too much into the like was never truly the lead back. Like Quinshon Judkins is a man.
Yeah,
and I mean, Alvin Kamara wasn't technically the lead back.
I will say though, no, he wasn't. It doesn't really matter. No, but like, I will say maybe it goes into something more of like that. I don't know that will, you know what I mean? Where he has all the talent. Like we've seen lots of times in college football where like a guy stays as lead back just because he's the guy, you know what I mean? Like that's a thing in college football. So like, I'm not saying cause it's hard to deny Quinshon Judkins' talent, you know what I mean? But I will say maybe it's just another piece to the puzzle of like, where's the like what's the concentration and the consistency at, you know what I mean?
I think you're right in that he is. I didn't put him for wild card because I knew I'd talk about him here, but he is kind of the biggest wild card because I think again like he is a clear top 100 talent.
Yeah I got a high grade on him.
Yeah, right. And but like I would not be shocked if he goes on day three.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like he's
and part of that's a loaded running back class, but part of definitely. That is kind of maybe backs who aren't as talented going above them because of those specific things we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. Okay, value pick. It's Bijan at 30. No, I'm just kidding. good question. I think good question. I even put two here. If you want to do like how low you want to go.
I'm thinking value pick is fourth, fifth round sleepers, sixth, seventh round. Deep sleeper is undrafted.
I have a draftable grade on my deep sleeper, but I don't know where he's going to go.
Well, that's totally fair.
Okay.
That you put Bijan as your deep
sleeper. Yeah, yeah. People keep sleeping on him. No, okay. Value pick, I'm going to go in terms of a guy I have. Where did I got him? So I'm audibling, but I got like a fifth round grade on him, I think. But I like him a lot, and we've liked him for a long time, and I think he could go a little bit higher than that. But I just love that he's got everything to him, and that's Travis Dye from USC by way of Oregon.
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to go with a different guy. I think we might be the two biggest Travis Dye fans.
I've seen a little bit of love, man, but oh, you just go out there and you watch him. This guy is like ready-made running back too. He can pass block his ass off, do enough in the passing game. And like, you know what I love too? You throw it on in pass pro. There's so many reps where he just like throws the shoulder on a chip to go out on a route, and he's putting those guys in the dirt, and then goes out and makes the catch. So in terms of value, I just think he's safe. You get him. I'm an early mid fifth, I think, on him.
I think he's going. I got a fifth on him as well. I don't know how what round do you think he'll actually
go? I don't know. I think he'll be in that range. I think there's a chance he ends up in the fourth, but that with the depth of this class, I think it doesn't happen.
I think if he didn't get hurt, it might have just...
Yeah, that too.
I think he would have looked so good at the East-West Shrine Bowl. Yeah. I think he would have had a solid combine.
I think the way this class... The way the group was at the Senior Bowl, I think he could have been there even too. Yeah, but like just like, you know, the vision is good. Like he runs his ass off. He finishes runs constantly. He's going through contact. And then like just like the pass pro is really good. And like it's just very steady Eddie back that can do all the little things well. And is very just well-rounded. Like, it just he isn't the most, like, you know, he's not the biggest. Like, he's 5'10", 201, that's fine, but he's not, like, a huge, that's good.
He runs a lot bigger.
It absolutely like, he's does.
Willing to run through you if he needs
to. Yeah, he just doesn't have special traits, and I think...
Yeah, exactly.
That's, yeah, but I love him.
But what makes him special to me is that he can play on third down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's, when you're not a top back... That is the special sauce for covering in a long career.
And I think he will have one. Yeah.
He's also a guy who I think will very much embrace special teams in the NFL.
Yeah, he's got that attitude.
And a guy who I think is going to check the locker room boxes. We both love Travis Dye so much, don't we?
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Going through this group reignited my love and reaffirmed it. You know what I mean? Like, just... Mm-hmm. In this great class too, it's just like this is still a guy I'm going to bet on.
And we talked about it during the season when USC,
was
like in a hole. Yeah. They lean on Travis Dye a long time.
Yeah, and that's saying something. When you were like the future for both Oregon and USC, like that's saying something, man.
I actually thought you'd go with the guy I went with.
Who?
And had you gone with him, I would have gone with Travis Dye, so it worked out pretty well. Chase Brown.
No, that's a good pick too. I'm like, which I think I have them like back to back. I actually have Dye higher than Chase Brown, just by a smidge.
I'm a big Chase Brown guy, not only because he's a twitched up monster, but like to me he has the makings of that fourth round running back who can be an immediate kind of. Change up in the run game as your backup running back with his explosive prowess.
Yeah.
But also can help out in the pass catching game where I think he's a little bit underrated.
Yeah, he's got like good hands, like good hand eye, like another guy just like
Illinois just didn't do it that much.
Yeah.
But I think he like
he's a pretty good route runner too, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Like versus some of these other backs, like you've seen it a little bit, even though he isn't utilized a ton in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fourth round grade on him. He's obviously got that explosive home run hitting ability, 4.43, jumped 40 inches.
Yeah.
He's kind of willing to bang between the tackles, too. He's rocked up.
Yeah.
He can make you miss. He's got enough wiggle to kind of make you miss. I don't think he's as fluid as you'd hope.
Yeah.
He's more of a straight line guy. But he has just enough wiggle, I think. And like he's just such rare athletic traits and the pass catching competence. He needs to improve in pass protection.
Yeah, and the Senior Bowl didn't look any better.
And his ball security can be...
He had issues this year.
Yeah. So it's those two big things. Yeah. Why do I love running backs who can't pass protect and fumble? Fuck. But, again, like, fourth, fifth round?
Yeah.
Those traits are rare. And he might go later than that just because his running back class is crazy.
Yeah, I got him in the fifth. I have a huge chunk of backs in the fifth that I like them all.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Draft day three back.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he's very much in that realm. And, like, I do think, like, there's a I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I do think, like, we'd like to see a little bit more of explosive runs at times on tape. And that could be the Illinois offensive line. And, like, going down on first contact a little bit more than you like to see, and some more negative runs.
Yeah, the contact balance not as great as you'd want.
For especially for, like, I don't know. I just assume when a guy's, like, tests really well and is, like, well-built, he's going to just be a good, you know, athlete like that. But I think he's really well-rounded, though. And I think he's, you know, he also has, like, a lot of mileage on him. I think he's really well-rounded, and I think he'll be, like a solid RB2. I think that's a good pick.
Competent one-cut guy.
Yeah. Who's your comp on him?
Jerick McKinnon.
It's an interesting one.
Reminds me a lot of Jerick McKinnon. Not this year, but, like, early on in his career.
McKinnon early on was, like, just so... Yeah, I mean, super athletic, yeah.
Yeah, just super athletic. Didn't totally have the running back position honed in yet.
And yeah.
Like, later, like, coming into that triple option, Georgia Southern, too, like, wasn't utilized a ton as a pass catcher, but that ended up being kind of the thing that made him... given him lasting
power. McKinnon could have been so damn good without the injuries, man. He's just so unlucky. You know, I put a Robert Turbin comp on him. Who was just
his biceps aren't quite as
big. No, but muscular as hell, and I think he's just gonna be damn good RB2 for a while.
Who's your sleeper? So what would I say, 6th, 7th round ish?
Yeah, I end up with, like, with a combine guy, so I'm not going too sleepery. But one of my favorites, Denarik Prince.
Okay. I'll look for a backup one then.
Sorry.
You go with Mo Ibrahim.
No, wait, sleeper. This is the best. He's my RB2.
Is that your high score?
I love Mo Ibrahim. I came back and, like, just, like, I reaffirm my love for Mo Ibrahim. You'll see where I got him in a bit.
Denarik Prince, though, best RAS among running backs at the combine.
Check that damn box. Yeah.
6'2", 16, runs a 4.41.
Check that damn
jumped
box.
Jumped at the gym.
Yeah.
And you see that explosiveness.
Yeah, and he's just, like, I love that he's, like, you know, sometimes you got that athleticism. And, like Chase Brown is not, like, a super, like, rugged runner, but Denarik Prince is. I love that. And it's not super consistent, but it shows a lot. And to me, he's got, like, a weird jumpy running style, but, like, I love backs that have unique running styles. And like you said, you see the athleticism on tape. He's running through tackles consistently. He's got that speed to beat angles. And he's a guy that just doesn't look like he's moving too fast, but he's moving, like you see in the 40 time. And, like, I think low-key, like, pretty natural hands, too, which is a game that's not too developed, a part of his game that's not too developed yet. But yeah, I think it could come on.
Didn't use him that much, but you saw it at times.
Yeah, yeah.
In Tulsa. Also worth noting, Texas A&M transfer former blue chip kind of took on a bigger role each year at Tulsa. Mm-hmm. But was never fully given the reins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, man, he had some games. Like, he'd have games he just would absolutely take over.
Yeah.
Like, Temple and South Florida this year combined to run for 451 yards.
Yeah, I watched that Temple game, and it's like, holy shit. I still get the major Chris Carson vibes from him.
Chris Carson, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's the vibes I get from him.
The thing that's interesting about him is, like, he runs a little up.
He does, yeah.
But, man, when he gets going, like, that speed is obvious. He can, he runs, like, he can just eliminate safety's angles.
Yeah.
But he also has some anger to his running style.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
And finding an angry runner with those athletic traits in the, like, I'm betting that on that. In the 6th, 7th round.
Yeah. The Chiefs did that in the 7th round last year, and it worked out pretty good.
I'm also going to let you know, at the East-West Shrine game, during that week of practice, of those backs, he kind of looked like just looked like an NFL back compared to the rest of the guys there. Him and Valade were the two best backs there. But, like, Prince, you could just see the athleticism there.
Another guy with some ball security issues, too, so that's something to clean up. Pass pro, not great at all. But, yeah, no, the pieces are there for, like, a very, very solid back.
Fine, I'll say Evan Hall's my
sleeper. Yeah, great pick.
He's not a sleeper after running to the end zone on every rep of the combo.
That actually not knocked him down my board, to be honest.
Try hard?
Yeah, fake time. Just holding up the drill.
Another guy who tested really well, okay senior bowl week. But to me, what his big special thing on top of the athleticism is he has really good ball skills.
Yep. He does, and very solid hands.
He to me is an instant satellite back in the NFL. I don't think he's going to, like, with Denarius Prince, I could see him taking on, if everything clicks perfectly, taking on a large role in the run game. I don't think that's Evan Hall.
Agreed.
I think Evan Hall can be a guy, though, who catches 40 passes a year for you as your satellite back and can create after the catch because he's got this short area quickness and kind of explosive first step. He's a little bit more wiggle than I was expecting to on tape.
You know what he has more of than I really expected to, even watching Northwestern live. He just gets low and runs behind his pads. Like he's
yeah, he does.
Just north south hit it.
Stockiness.
Yeah. I like that. Like that, to me, that's like, I think it's a good pick. Because to me, like when a back can do that, you're always going to have a guy that's going to get the looks, you know, like that's always going to win coaches over. And it's just a guy that's not going to get negative yards. He's just going to see the hole, hit the hole, and pretty runs hard as hell. Good contact balance. And like, you know, on the third downs when you do need him to actually just run up the middle, he can do that. And then, yeah, the hands are really good. The route running is really good. And that's always going to get you on the field.
Another guy, though. Fumbles at times.
Mm-hmm. There's quite a few backs.
It's weird. It is weird. Okay, deep sleeper.
I didn't have like a super, super deep one, but he's not a...
I do.
He's a, good, I'm glad. He wasn't a combine invite, so I went with him. I went with Georgia Tech's Hassan Hall, who was super interesting to me.
Wow, okay, that's... That was a guy I almost picked and I changed it. Okay, interesting.
Very interesting. Hassan Hall
lit up the pro day.
Yeah.
Louisville transferred to Georgia Tech, spent 1 year at Georgia Tech. That team is not good.
No.
37-inch vert, 10-10 broad.
4-4
flat. Yeah, 40, but 4 flat shuttle. Mm-hmm. Like, really explosive and a good kick returner.
Yeah.
And that's how he's going to make the NFL.
Exactly. 2 career kick return touchdowns. Check that box there for sure. And like, you know, 5'10", 196, not going to wow with size, but he runs with a lot of leg drive. And I think that's just the athleticism. You see him pushing that pile. I think that's really impressive. And then you add that to, you see that speed. The speed is there. The burst is there. The athleticism shows on tape. And like, I think like pretty decisive, you know, just one cut goes like, feet don't stop through contact, and then he's pretty dangerous in the open field, and that's a recipe to have a really productive career in the NFL, and especially because you've got that added special teams value, like you just said. I do have him the 6th round because I like the pieces a lot. I'm not sure exactly where he's going to go, but I think he's going to stick. Like there's a good guy to bet on.
Yeah, I think he's going to carve out a role in the NFL as a kick returner.
Yeah, me too.
Third running back.
Yeah. Like, this wasn't my comp, but very, like, Kenny Nwagu vibes from him.
He has a very similar profile to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but I might be a too deep a sleeper, but...
I like it.
Virginia State running back, Darius Haggins.
Another Rass, dude, yeah.
First got on my radar because I was watching the HBCU Combine, and he was, like, one of the 3 best guys there. Tested really well. 36.5-inch vert, 10.3 broad, 4.4, 8.40, 5.11, 205. Was one of the best backs in the HBCU level this year. Throw on the tape against Livingstone College.
Powerhouse, yeah.
You can see that burst. Like, he can get to that top speed quick. He's got some elusiveness in space, solid contact balance. Now, the thing for him is like pass protection and pass catching, big questions. So that's going to make it harder for him to make it in the league. But we see these random running backs come out of random mm-hmm. schools every year mm-hmm. undrafted, make teams because they check the physical trait box, and he does that. He's total in a different running back class. I think he'd get more attention. It's just the fact that this one is so loaded. But I'm on the Darius Hagen stream.
Good pick. Speaking of, sorry, just quickly, how many draftable grades do you have?
Like 23 or something.
I got 26. Yeah.
20. Okay. I thought I felt bad. Jesus.
No, I got a lot. I got a lot of top 100 grades. I got 10 top 100 grades too.
Sorry, I have 26.
Whoa, same 26 guys? Whoa. I don't know.
Probably none of the same.
Yeah, and 10 top 100 picks, grades.
Me too.
Weird.
There you go. I almost had 11.
I did. Me too.
Okay, your wild card was Zach Evans.
Yeah. Who'd you end up going with?
Because I had Evans somewhere else, I put Tyjae Spears because of the knees.
Yeah.
And Devin Achane because of the sub 190.
Yeah, that both makes sense, yeah.
So like you throw on the tape of Tyjae Spears, man, this dude has some of the best combination of contact balance and elusiveness.
Mm-hmm.
He total like such good body control with the start stop ability.
He's so like bendy. He's like so flexible. Yeah.
Really competent in the passing game. Over 200 pounds, which is a big help. Very Aaron Jonesy.
That's an interesting one.
Again, a guy who can make a linebacker miss, can run through DBs tackles. The vision's not like amazing, but it's good.
Yep.
Like it's good enough. I think he's like instant impact in the zone run game. And now another guy who I think has some ball security stuff, but
yeah.
He can also, the thing with him is, if he doesn't become a lead back, like he can be like the 1B, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, or 1A, 1B type of 1-2 punch like Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon. He could be a big home run hitting spark, but he can also be a satellite back. He, I think, has the traits to be a number one back.
Knees
are the big question.
Yeah, they are. Wasn't my comp, but a lot of what you're saying is very Tony Pollard.
Interesting.
Not my comp, though, but yeah, I get the vibes. You know what I get from him, which is funny? He just puts the team on his back. Like, he feels like he's got an it factor at running back, which is the only guy in the group that, like, I mean, Bijan Robinson has an it factor, but you know what I mean? Like, he's the only guy like that I really felt that from. Is whenever he needs to make a play, he makes it. And like, we didn't talk too much on his pass catching ability, and like, it's not over consistent, but I like it a lot. Like, he had that game winning awesome toe tapper against Houston in overtime to win the game. And I don't know, man, he checks a lot of boxes. It just, yeah, the knee injury history is concerning. And I think even from a wild card, like from the perspective of like the NFL draft, where just like his rise has been so meteoric, you know, and I think it's gonna be really interesting. Yeah. It's a good pick, and like
Senior Bowl really blew him up.
Yeah, and like with Achane, I mean, the size is always gonna be a thing.
How many sub 190 running backs have we seen find big time success in the NFL, like not in niche roles?
Yeah,
and if he's going to be a top five, like on tape, he is to me a top five running back in this class.
Agreed,
but I can see a path where if he doesn't land in the right system that utilizes him the right way, it's just a waste. Just because, again, we've never seen really these sub 190 backs go top 100 before. But he is such an explosive athlete. Obviously a track star. You see it on tape with his ability to hit home runs. But also very competent in the passing game. They line him in the slot sometimes. He's got the I thought he had very good spatial awareness. Mm-hmm. He also has better contact balance for a sub-190 running back than you'd ever expect.
He runs hard between the tackles. Like, he definitely does, yeah.
But at the same time, like, if I'm drafting Devin Achane, I don't want him to be a guy who's carrying the rock 300 times. I want him to be a guy who's getting 8 to 10 carries, catching 5 passes, and being more of an offensive weapon than a true number one back. I think that's how you get the most out of him. But if a team drafts him at, like, I don't know, in this 60s, it tries to force him into being the number one back, I think that just kind of devalues him almost, because that's not how you're going to get the most out of him, and that's how you're going to burn him out as a sub-190 back.
Yeah, he definitely has a lot of bust potential. Still a guy I'm going to gamble on, though, because like you said, that speed and acceleration is just special, and I love the makeup, too, because like you said, he's got good contact balance. He's going to run hard between the tackles, and I know you're not going to ask him of that, but, you know, those that translates to outside of the tackle box, too, you know, and just like you said, the spatial awareness, the good feel, and I think he uses his size to an advantage where he can just gets little and hides behind his line and, like, makes guys miss.
He's a better player on tape than the backs we've seen of, like, his style and size in the past. But at the same time, he's in the 3rd percentile for weight.
Yeah, but he's muscular, though, at least. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a very, well, he's strongly put together. It's hard. It definitely is.
Do you think the NFL is going to push him down the board a lot because of his size, or do you think they'll recognize that the way the game has changed and what a player like him offers?
All it takes is one team. I'll say that, but I think if I'm going to bet, I think he ends up in the 3rd round rather than I got a 2nd round grade on him.
I kind of think a lot of these guys do.
Yeah, again, the group pushes each other down too. My one concern that I think is a realistic concern, even like you're carving up that, like, because he's you know, very good in the passing game and he's so dangerous in the open field, and he's so dynamic after the catch. Outside of his frame, he kind of struggles catching at times, and the catch radius is really small too.
Yeah, no, for sure. Penny hard out there.
He is Penny hard out there. But like, so
at the same time, I think, like, you want to use him as more like in space rather than like sticking him out there and running.
For sure.
Running a dig route, right?
Yeah.
I want to manufacture touches to him in the past.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, there's not a lot of backs this size that have carved out, like, you know, the big-time spots. But there's been a lot of players this size that have. So it's going to be interesting. And, again,
I was just thinking, like, we've seen guys like Isaiah McKenzie, Wandale Robinson.
Tutu went top 100.
The Steelers drafted Calvin Austin in the 4th round, right?
Yeah.
These types of players who you see them as, like, those guys are receivers, but you're imagining their usage in, like, with pop passes, with jet sweeps, like, they're motion players. Like, I think getting the most out of Devin Achane views him partially as a role player like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And he can maybe do that potentially better than anyone else in the league could with that speed, you know? A great class, though.
As we get, do you want to, well, our best bet's both Bijan Robinson. My backup was Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah, let's move on. Obviously, it's Bijan Robinson.
So in the last 5 running back classes, 2019 had 25 drafted. 2021 and 2020 only had 18. The average over the last 5 years, 20.6. I think we topped that this year.
Yeah, I totally do too. I have 26 draftable grades, and I can see a couple other backs I don't have draftables on getting drafted.
I'm gonna say we have 23 drafted.
I'm gonna say 25. That's what I'll say.
Okay. So do you have a top 30? I brought my top 30.
I put all my draftable. I did my top 26 here.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? Give me all your draftable grades. We'll do draftables.
What? No, I'm giving my 30.
Okay, go 30 to 26, and then I'll jump in, whatever, go.
You'll know why in a sec. It's the same reason I had to do my top 20 QBs last week for DeCosi Perry. Okay, 30, Sir Roderick Thompson of Texas Tech.
It's my 26. I have the 7th on him.
29, Hassan Hall of Georgia Tech. 28, Lou Nichols of CMU, Central Michigan,
Go Lou, baby.
Go Chips. 27, Tavion Thomas of Utah, who might be a fullback. And 26, Xavien Valade of Arizona State.
And Valade is your lowest draftable grade.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Sirajic Thompson is my lowest draftable grade. I got him mid to late 7th. I got him 26. Do you want me just to jump to go to 20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go down, name up to 21.
Okay. 25 for me, my favorite player in the whole class, Cam Peoples, baby. At a late 6th, early 7th. 24, I got Xavien Valade, late 6th, early 7th as well. 23 is where I got Hassan Hall. I got an early 6th on him. I'm a big fan. And then, like, from here out, I think it's all pretty good backs, man. I got Evan Hall here, late 5th, early 6th on him. And then 21 for me is Denerick Prince, also late 5th, early 6th.
Okay. I'm interested to see how this all takes shape. 25 for me is Jordan Mims of Fresno State. 24, Tyon Evans of Louisville. 23, Cameron Peoples of Appalachian State. 22, Chris Rodriguez of Kentucky. And 21, maybe a shocker, Syracuse's Sean Tucker.
Not a shocker because I have him 20th.
Okay. I kind of struggled with him just because there's all this hype around, or was at least.
Yeah.
I just don't see it with him at all. Like, I think he's a fine 6th-ish round running back. Like, you see the long speeds, the track speed, like, in the long speed is there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he creates very well on his own.
He doesn't.
I thought had really poor balls because I think I saw more drops from him in the passing game than anyone. I think I have 4 drops between the Boston College Notre Dame and Florida State game. I just don't think I can play him on third downs, and I don't think he has any kind of special trait.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Like, he's not overly elusive. I don't think his vision's great.
Yeah.
When he gets in space, like, he does, like I said, have that long speed, but yeah.
Also feels, though, like that he doesn't hit that edge well enough that he should either.
No, like, it's once, like, the space is there, yeah. He doesn't create that
space. Yeah, he's not a very creative back. No, I totally agree. I feel like he just doesn't have any high-end traits. The hands, like you said, the drops are there. The pass pro isn't very good either. But, like, I don't know. Just, like, I do feel like he's got a pretty good just, like, feel for, like, creating space from the tackler. I think he's a pretty compact back, you know, 5'9", 207. He runs low. So I don't think he's going to be an absolute, like, flame out or anything. But just there's nothing special to him. I got him, like, the early 6th round.
Okay. Yeah. That's about where I am. Is there anyone else there who you want to talk about?
I liked Chris Rodriguez more than I expected. He's 19 for me, so I just wanted to jump ahead there. I got him as a late 5th round back, and I don't know. I end up liking him more because I think he's got, like, the
runs hard.
Yeah,
he's got better power than a lot of the non-top 12 backs.
Exactly, and, like, he's a straight line thump, and he's really well built, and he is going to run with the power. And I like that he's pretty decisive. He just one cuts, goes, and he's just, like, for what he is, I think he does it well. And I think that's when if you want someone like him on day 3, I think he's going to stick around if you draft him for that role specifically.
You want to keep it moving? Do you want to know any of the comps I've got? I got comps on everybody.
You choose a comp at random and give it to me.
Of one of the backs I have in my 21 to 30 range?
Yeah, go. Cam Peoples. I want Cam Peoples. Who do you got?
Oh, Latavius Murray.
That's a good one. I don't know who I put.
Oh, I love my Tyon Evans, Mike Davis.
That's a good one.
I love Tyon Evans.
And
Tavion Thomas, Rashad Jennings.
That's also a good one. You know, my Cam Peoples end up with Trey Sermon, which is a weird one, but he reminds me of him stylistically.
I see that,
but
that same upright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he'd be good in outside zone, which, I mean, the Niners drafted him and then didn't use him, but yeah.
And by the way, Chris Rodriguez, Alexander the Bull Madison.
What the fuck? I just had it. Okay.
All right. You want to do 20 to 60?
Yeah. I've already jumped ahead because Tucker's my 20. Chris Rodriguez is my 19. And then I got the king of all kings, the best player in college football, the comeback master, Mo Ibrahim, as my 18th back.
So we almost had him in the same spot.
But I love him. I got a mid to late 5th. I'm a big fan of his.
Well, I just think it's so funny with, like, Sean Tucker versus, like, I feel like people would be like, what, you have Mo Ibrahim ahead of Sean Tucker? And Mo Ibrahim's such a, Like, he is such a good running
back. He is such a good running back, man.
He is such a good pure runner.
I love him. And, like, just, like, the coming back from the injuries and putting up, what, almost 1,700 yards this year or something like that? A bunch of touchdowns. I love him. I just, like, of course, he's got that a lot of tread, you know, and he came in smaller than listed, and he's had those injuries, but fuck, man, just the great vision, the low center of gravity, just the great instincts. I think he's just so consistent, and yeah, he's such a great runner. Anyways, I love Mo Ibrahim. He's my favorite. 17 is where I got Kenny McIntosh from Georgia. I got a mid to late fifth on him as well. And 16 is where I got Chase Brown. I got a mid fifth.
Got 20 is where I have Denarik Prince of Tulsa. 19 is where I've got Mo Ibrahim of Minnesota. 18 is where I have Evan Hall of Northwestern. And 17 is where I have Travis Dye of USC. And 16 is where I have Deuce Vaughn of Kansas State.
I like Deuce. I have a big chunk between my 14 and my 22, basically. They're all guys I see in like the early fifth or early sixth.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you with all of that.
And I like that. Like, they all have such fun things to offer. Like, you know, you got the pure runners of Mo Ibrahim. You got the big thumpers of Chris Rodriguez. You got the just the Mr. Lots of
different flavors.
Yeah, I love it. And then, yeah, you got Deuce, who was 15 for me.
Anyone there you want to talk about? I mean, just a little bit more on Mo Ibrahim.
yeah, please.
He is just such a good – he has, like, very solid vision. He's very good at creating between the tackles on his own. Obviously, great contact balance. He's not the best athlete.
No. What kills
him is the passing game.
Yes.
but – he reminds me a lot of Devin Singletary, honestly.
A little bit, yeah. I went for the.
He's kind of that short stepper too.
He is, yeah. I you know, who I went back with my comp is Justin Forsett.
Oh,
just throwback. I love Justin
Lynch's best friend.
Exactly.
Mo Ibrahim's a Seahawk.
He probably fucking is. Great change of pace for Kent Walker. Yeah.
Also, I meant to throw this out earlier, but I mentioned Derek Prince here too. He has a very similar profile to Isaiah Pacheco.
He does. Yeah, he does.
And I think that's interesting.
Yeah, I do too.
Evan Hall comp for me, by the way, Duke Johnson, Travis Dye, Gio Bernard, Deuce Vaughn, Deion Lewis.
That's a good one. I'll give you Deuce in a sec. I think I don't remember my Evan Hall comp, but he, like, pure runner style, like, not as much of the passing game, reminds me a lot of Philip Lindsay.
Oh, I see that a lot.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, I like that. He just runs so damn hard, it makes up for some of the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're getting 15 to 11. Is that where we are?
Yeah.
Okay, 15 for me.
Sorry, quickly. How many fourth round and better grades do you have?
Fourth round and better. You know, funny enough, I don't have that many fourth round grades, but I got three fourth round grades and then 10 third round or better.
Okay, I've one more than you then.
Yeah, I got a group in the fourth, and it's funny. The thick of this class to me is kind of like the third and the fifth round. That's where I see like all these backs. Or me, I don't know where they're gonna go, but yeah. Okay, 15 is where I got Deuce. Tough one. I love him though.
If he was slightly bigger, man, like
I know. I got an early mid fifth round grade on him. What's my comp? I got a better JJ Taylor. That's my comp.
So Deion Lewis,
yeah. 14 is where I got our guy Travis Dye, baby. Early mid fifth. So he's kind of the king of my fifth round because I think he's just the most, you know, consistent, and he's gonna get it done. 13 for me is where I got Roschon Johnson, my second favorite back in this class. He jumps into the fourth round here, late fourth round grade. 12 for me is where I got Keaton Mitchell. Mid to late fourth round grade. I love Keaton Mitchell. And 11 is where I got Dwayne McBride. I got an early fourth on him.
Finish your drink.
Ah, interesting. I thought Dwayne McBride would be one. I'm not really sure. We'll talk about him in a sec. Go on.
Okay, yeah. 15 is where I got Kenny Mack of Georgia. 14 is where I think I get a guy a lot lower than you. Is Israel Abanaconda of
Pittsburgh. I love Abanaconda. We'll get there.
I hate him.
Oh, I love this. 13. Okay.
Chase Brown of Illinois, 12, Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina, 11, Dwayne McBride of UAB. So with Deuce Vaughn, obviously the big thing is 5'5", 179. Mm-hmm. But he is, man, he is so quick, so explosive, competent in the passing game, good contact balance for an undersized
big
back.
Time, yeah. Also, just, also like really willing pass pro too. Like, you know, like runs physical for his size.
I just don't know what, like, what's the NFL gonna think? You know, like, I know. I feel like he's off some teams' boards.
Yeah, probably. You know, what I love though too. Like, he can get so, like, he's really good getting vertical in the passing game too. It's not just this horizontal stuff. I don't.
Kenny Mack is just like, I don't think he's a good, like, a great runner. He's not a great athlete.
Yeah,
but he's very, very reliable in the past.
He is. If he tested, like, he's 6'2" or 4", that's good. The testing was not very good, though, at all. But he looks more athletic than he tested, though. But, yeah, just so solid. Like, he's solid in pass, bro. The hands are super consistent. The route running is good. Like, it's just so reliable.
Reminds me a bit of J.D. McKissic and a bit of other Commanders running back, bigger Christopher Thompson.
Interesting. You know, my comp was Ty Montgomery.
Oh, okay. Just don't wear the 88.
Just don't wear the 88, please. Yeah.
Keaton Mitchell, another guy who just lacks size.
I know, but he's so fucking fast.
His start-stop might be top three this absolutely class. He's so fast. He's so elusive. He's kind of undersized Raheem Mostert to me.
Yeah, my comp was what Noel Devine could have been.
And then Dwayne McBride's like one of the most physical runners in this class.
Yeah, he is.
Like, his contact balance is awesome. He runs to kill you. He fumbles a lot.
He does.
And isn't much of a factor in the passing game. It's really tough with him because he is a really good runner. Like, I could see a path where he is the Damian Pierce of the class.
Yeah, I put a Tyler Algier comp on McBride.
I put James Robinson.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Always falling forward. The contact balance is great. And he's always going to be a good goal line back. You know, like, he's really consistent there. But yeah, like, just the zero pass catching production and the ball security issues, that's scary. That's scary in today's NFL.
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to do your 10 to 6?
Yeah, let's do it. Or do you want to talk? Oh, you got Roshan in the top 10. Yes, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. 10 for me is a guy I find, I don't know if he's polarizing, just intriguing. Tank Bigsby is my 10. I got a late third round grade on him, and my comp is Damian Harris. I think he's a tough guy to comp. 9 for me, I'm surprised we both got him in top 10. I'm not sure where he's going to go either. Eric Gray from Oklahoma, also got a late third round him. My comp is Devontae Freeman. 8, I got Kendre Miller, also late third. I got a big chunk in the late third. My comp is Julius Jones. And 7 is where I got my favorite player in the class. I've said that 7 times. Israel Abanaconda, late third. My comp is Elijah Mitchell.
Ten for me, Roshan Johnson,
the king.
Third, Jamal Williams comp.
Love it.
9, Kendre Miller, TCU, Rashad Penny comp, third round. 8, Auburn's Tank Bigsby, third round, Lamar Miller comp. 7, my guy, Oklahoma's Eric Gray.
Yeah.
Third round grade, J.K. Dobbins comp.
I see that. Yeah.
6, Tulane's Tyjae Spears. With an Aaron Jones comp and a third round grade.
Oh shit! I didn't say my 6. I also have Tyjae Spears my 6. I got a mid to late third. I went with Austin Eckler for Spears. I think he's a tough one.
So I love Roshan Johnson because of the contact balance.
Yeah.
Because of the pass catching ability, he's the best blocker in the class. He runs hard as hell. I think I'm just getting such a useful player out of him.
Whether he becomes
that true RB1 or not.
Absolutely. I don't think he will, but I also comp to Jamal Williams, who just had, 18 touchdowns. So, yeah, man, I just love it. Like, just the size. He's muscular top to bottom. Apparently great locker room dude. Ex-quarterback, too. You know, he's the Wildcat King. And then, yeah, just decisive as hell. Like, north-south, he's going to see it, hit it. Also, he's got the fun. Like, he throws on the hurdle a lot, too. Like, a guy that can probably be, like, a core special teams dude. Doesn't fumble. The pass pro is great. And, like, at the senior bowl, I thought, like, flash some really good routes and some solid hands. And this guy is just, like, you're going to draft him and you're never going to be upset. He's just going to be consistent as hell, you know? And I love Roshan. Top 100, I don't know. But in the fourth round, absolutely give me.
Kendre Miller, I thought, had some of the best body control of all the running backs in the class. He's such a good athlete in the run game with really good contact balance too. The pass game is where I kind of had some questions. But I could see, like, he is a very good pure runner.
Yes, yeah. He's got that, like, just innate feel for, like, when he makes one guy's miss, he's going to make more. He's just, like, got that great feel for stringing misses together. Like you said, the contact balance. He's got that, like, phone booth agility make you miss. I will say he's flashed some nice catches, but it's just he won't be a consistent weapon there, or at least he hasn't been. Then, yeah, the burst is good enough. The power is good. Like you said, he's got, like, unique contact balance where he just has great body control, where he's, just on one foot, like, after a hit, and he just, like, keeps his rhythm and keeps on running and keeps his feet. And once he gets to the second level, he's very hard to bring down.
Tank Bigsby, he's tough.
He is very tough.
He played behind, like, the worst offensive line of anyone, but he is such a good creator. He plays faster than he tested. He's quicker than he is fast, but he's more athletic than he tested. He bounces a lot of runs, but part of that was that offensive line was so bad. He's a little stiff, but he runs behind his pads well. He's got good contact balance. He's quick through his cuts. I just think he has really good instincts.
Yeah, he does too. He does. I don't know how high. What was your comp, Lamar Miller?
Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know how high end of a back he'll be, but I think he'll stay for a long time. Just like the vision is good, the agility. You know, like he's also like decisive. I feel like you said, he bounces some. But it's more like I think just him trying to create more than like, you know, it's like, oh, I like this hole better or whatever. But then he's got that cutback to him too. And like you said, enough speed there, I think. He's just hard. He was a hard one to judge. All said and done, I still roll the dice on him, you know, third round.
So Eric Gray, I think Eric Gray is really has some of the best quickness in this class. His change of direction skills, I think, are underrated. Mm-hmm. Solid hands. And he's a bit of a bowling ball, too.
Yeah, he is.
Just with his build. In the right zone system, like, I think he's going to be super productive player.
Yeah.
He has all the traits I look for in a running
back. Yeah. He's got this sweet spin move that he just always goes to that I love. But he's got like this really a great jab cut that just like stuns defenders. Like you said, the change of direction is great. He's got like a really frenetic pace to him. Where he's just like you said, kind of like a bowling ball. I think like oily hips and just good setting up blocks in the open field too. Like you said, if it hits for Eric Gray, if he finds the right landing spot, it could hit big. I totally agree with you. The speed I don't think is the high end speed is not there or anything.
No. He's quick. He's really, I think, explosive in a phone booth. Yeah. But long speed's not
amazing. Yeah. Again, do you think he'll be a top 100 guy? I'm not sure exactly where his stock is.
No. I kind of feel like he'll be the fourth round back who, him and Dwayne McBride both strike me as like fourth round backs who are instantly productive.
Yeah, I agree. And I do have Eric Gray late third, though, but yeah.
So we talked to Tajay Spears. Abanaconda, so my holdup with him is I find he runs like he's twitchy. He hits home runs, but like he runs so high, and I didn't think he ran behind his pads very well.
Yeah,
and
he doesn't have the power for
it. He's high cut.
Yes, yeah.
I remind me a lot of Kenyon Drake, honestly.
That's not a bad one actually, but yeah, like 5'10", 216. It doesn't run. With a lot of power for a guy his size, and like I can see like why people wouldn't like him. Like the power isn't great. You see him stopping his feet a lot behind the line of scrimmage, which is scary.
Scares me.
Yeah, but I think just like the pieces there, man. Like when he does just one cut and go, it's very impressive. Really good. Like just the burst and the acceleration is there. He's a former sprinter. This breakaway speed is really impressive.
Yeah, you see it.
Yeah, I think he's got his high cut, but very strong lower half build. I think the contact balance is solid, but then the speed is just like angle killing, and I think he's keeping his feet churning, and I think like he's gonna find his home in like an outside zone, like you know the Niners tree, the Shanny scheme, and Elijah Mitchell, and can find immediate success. Again, if it's the wrong team, if it's the wrong scheme, I could definitely see him just completely flaming out. And I think that's because you know if he's stopping his feet, if he doesn't trust the line, if he doesn't trust the blocks. He can definitely flame out quick, but I think he's got a really high ceiling and low floor, high ceiling kind of.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like I can see the path, That's just not the type of back I like.
Fair enough. Entire Chase Spears, the best pack in the country. Yeah. Top five. Which
top five?
Do we have the same top five? I think we do.
Yeah, we do. I don't know the order of it.
I don't know. The order is interesting. I think the order was really tough for me. Fifth is where I got Zach Evans, though.
Same finish.
Late second, early third. My comp, a tough one to comp. I think I stole this. I forget from where. Maybe Lance Erline. Melvin Gordon.
Oh, interesting. He's a lot smaller than Melvin Gordon.
But he's got the build to him. It's hard to explain. You're right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But just the potential in the home run. I don't know. Four, I have Zach Charbonnet. Which I think.
Okay, different order.
I think so. I thought so. Hard one to comp. I want to hear your comp. I end up with a throwback to Ryan Matthews. But I think he'd be better than
That's
Ryan Matthews.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Three. So, sorry, late second, early third there. So, Charbonnet and Evans are close for me. I just, again, Charbonnet, I think, is going to make it in league. Evans, I hope, but I don't know. And then three, I got Devin Deshane. I got a mid-second, so I'm buying into this. Hard one to comp. I went track star Darren Sproles. That's my comp. And two, I got Jahmyr Gibbs. Early second. I went the Alvin Kamara comp. I copped out.
He's a bigger Alvin
Kamara. Yeah, and number one, shocker, Bijan Robinson. Top 10, so hard to comp. I went with Edgerrin James.
Yeah, the edge comp, not an original, but like it
works.
Feels so right.
Yeah.
Such a similar running style, such a similar pass catching ability too. Edge was such an underrated pass catcher.
Yeah.
Okay. Five for me is Ole Miss's Zach Evans, third round grade, Miles Sanders comp. Four, Devin Deshane, second round grade, Reggie Bush comp.
Oh,
three.
That's fun. Yeah. I like that.
Three, Zach Charbonnet, second round grade. Corey Dillon. The old Corey Dillon. He just runs like a bull.
Corey Dillon's so underrated today. Yeah.
Corey Dillon was so good.
He was.
What was his nickname? Clock Killing Corey Dillon. two, Jahmyr Gibbs. High second round grade, yeah. Alvin Kamara. One, Bijan Robinson. First round grade, Edgerrin James Conn.
Who have we've hit everyone here, right? Oh yeah. We've talked about them all.
Yeah, we talked about them all. We did.
Anything else you wanna do or no, I think that's been said, right?
We didn't do enough on Tyon Evans, but that's fine.
Go.
I love Tyon Evans.
He's one of those guys that
so short and big.
He's one of those guys that like it's like I think he's my 27. Yeah. He's one of those guys I don't have draftable, I think he gets drafted though.
Love that for you.
It's what a fucking class this is. There's so many backs that
I love this running back class. It's so fun.
I need 20 starting running back or like productive running backs to come out of this class or I'll be sad.
Until next time, we talk to wide receivers where maybe we have one first round grade, maybe we have none. Who knows? Maybe we'll 10 second round grade.
So usually it's we're you know all shitting on the running backs and elevating these receivers the last few years. Now it's opposite. So weird.